Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be showing you how to create the main form to house the mini forms for reports in a navigation type setup, navigation form type setup in Access 2013. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB22 and then open with Access 2013 as would be logical. Alright, last lesson we created this form here, which is form reports guests. Now we're going to have form report guests, we're going to have form report rooms, form report bookings, etc. etc. So we're going to actually need a main form to be able to choose between these different reports. So we're going to create that now. With navigation forms, which is the kind of setup we're using, if you go to form main, you have to kind of do things a little bit differently from when you're using, for example, switchboard forms, because the whole setup's different and you use the browse to macro action quite a lot. I explained in the first video that navigation, or maybe not the first video, but one of the first videos, that navigation forms were originally intended for use with web databases, but I've kind of found them as quite a good way of displaying data in most of the desktop databases I use, and I really quite like them. So if you learn these techniques, it'll expand what you can do with Access. So enough of that nonsense. Right, let's create that form. So I've got to create a blank form and F4 and get rid of record selectors and navigation buttons. Go away, don't want to see you again, and click on some buttons here. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And very nice. So I'll just give these buttons some names. I don't know what tables we got. I suppose bookings, guests, rooms, invoices. That'll do for now. We can always change them at a later date, and we will. One we're interested in is obviously this one, because it's the only report we've got. So command guests. Okay, let's also, pressing control, click on all of these buttons, go to arrange, and let's put a bit of space between the controls by going to medium. Okay, and we also need to go insert below. Pressing the control button and clicking along, you can also click on one and click select the row, click merge, insert right, merge with that one as well, makes sense. And let's drag that all the way along, and let's drag this control all the way down, and go to design and drop a sub form control in there, get rid of that. Okay, at the moment it's called child 20 for me. It's going to be called child something for you, but just change it to DS. And save this and call it form reports. And what we'll also do is we'll create another blank form. And usual stuff. Format, record selectors, no. Navigation buttons, no. We will drop the label control in here. Please choose a report from above. So what I want to do is use this as kind of like a default report or a default form that's displayed in form reports. Go to home and let's just make this letters massive. So let's go 36. Well, not really massive, is it? All right, let's try 48. Center them. See if we can change the style to header. Okay, and call this one form report default. Okay, and save and close that. And now what that means is we've got something we can immediately drop into the sub form container here by going to data, clicking on source object, and we go form report default. So now when you open up form reports, you get form report default. So save and close that. Open up form main. Make sure it's in layout view, and we're going to click on form reports, and we're going to drag that to here, and we're going to get rid of form. Go to form view, and we can actually choose between those two. Make sure all these three are highlighted by pressing the control button and clicking on them. Go to arrange, and let's put some padding between them, put narrow padding form. Okay, so we've got rooms. Obviously there's going to be like way more buttons, but just for now. Let's just make this one a little bit bigger. Okay, that's okay for now. Right, so now how do we get the please choose report from above? So if I click on these buttons, I want the sort of mini form to open up. So if I click on guests, I want form report guests to open up, and that involves the browse to macro action. So what we'll do is we'll just rob it from here. So layout view, just right click on where it says active, embedded macro, click on that, control C, save and close. Just close the whole thing, go to form reports, layout view, click on guests, event, click macro and drop that one in. Okay, so what form do we want to open up? We want to open up form report guests, which is here. And now we've got to choose the path to that subform. We're going to get rid of this, we don't need that. And it's form main.navigation subform to form reports.ds, reprots, report, form reports.ds. It was named DS, wasn't it? Save that and close that. So if you click this now, it won't actually work because the path is wrong. But hopefully, and I do live in hope, we click on reports and then we click on guests. Yay, whoopee-doo. Okay, so we have now the ability to choose between a default and the guests at the moment. And as we add different reports and different forms to house the reports, we will be able to click on the other buttons to show those mini forms. Okay, so this has been a video attempting to show you how to deal with reports in the navigation form setup. As with most things, it involves the browse to action. In the next video, a couple of videos, I'm going to be dropping a combo box in here so you can actually choose between which guest report there is. So we'll make another quick guest report and you'll be able to click on a combo box and it'll drop down and it'll give you the option of guest activity or guest summary and click on it. Now when you do that, the browse to action is actually going to get a little bit more complicated because it's going to be main navigation subform form reports.ds to form reports guest.ds. So it's actually going to get even more complicated with that browse to macro action, but that's navigation subforms. So thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video.